What is going on, man? It is Thoughty Thursday. What are you doing, Bubbles? Look, she's dancing around my feet. Listen, welcome to Hard Talk Life, man. It's going to be a shorter episode, but it's kind of just something where I just want to kick back for a second and kind of have just a little bit of a conversation, because that's why it's Thoughty Thursday, because I'm fucking thinking of things while I'm in the house. You know what I mean? No, check it out. Last night, I got off of work. And I come into the house, and I was going to do some voiceover stuff for a buddy that's working on some super secret projects. And my soundboard was dead. Now, last night, I was kind of, it's a dual channel kind of setup, kind of a rig, so to speak. Find your words. Where's my coffee? Poots, grab me a coffee. And I was hooking the Mac and the PC together on it. And, you know, it's fighting me. And I'm, look, I've used equipment for quite a few years, maybe, you know, 12 plus. And for some reason, this device, now, I'm not going to name the company, but, you know, when it comes to your audio equipment or video equipment or stuff like that, it is true, okay? You get what you pay for. You buy the $20 device, you get $20 device worth of with it. You know what I mean? If it's a whack, then you know right away. You know. And if you don't know right away, you might be happy and content for a little while. But then sooner or later, as your content grows or what you're trying to do changes, well, there you go. I mean, can it mold with you? So I wasn't really thinking of that. I was thinking more of the immediate solution at the time when I bought this bag of Skittles. But anyway, now it's got this ungodly hum to it, and I'm no electronics guru, okay? I'm not going to pull it apart and start resoldering or whatever. I mean, it doesn't matter what you do with this thing. A lot, you know, I've reached out to a couple people, and they were like, well, is your gain
too high?
No, gain's not too high. It's literally, you could turn this thing off and everything that you do on it, it's nothing but this high-pitched sine noise. Now, have you ever heard like a graphics card was like coil whine? It's similar to that. So, I mean, it's still functional, except all you hear is that. All you output is that. Like, you know, you're just basically talking over this ungodly high-pitched whine. Poots, come here. Stop sitting in the other room. What are you doing, hanging out with your friends? So it's one of those deals where I had to replace it. So last night we jumped on B&H Photo, and I was talking with my man Chunks and a couple other folks, man, and they recommended the Scarlett Solo by Focusrite. So, you know, checking into that, bang. Probably not the smartest decision right now in the economic status of the world, the way jobs are going, all that type of whack. It's kind of going downhill, and, you know, I needed one. I did. So I bit the bullet. I got one. I think I kind of went a little above and beyond, though, because I did get another mic arm. Yeah, you know, it's not a necessity, but let me tell you. When you're trying to record, say you're live streaming or you're doing a podcast or you're doing something like that, and your mic sags down below your face, and you pick it up, and then it sags, and then you pick it up. Listen, don't do like I did and buy the cheap one, you know? There's a saying, you get what you pay for, man, and it's fucking true! I'm telling you, it's nuts. Cheap TV. You know, there's another saying, play stupid games, get stupid prizes. Well, I did. And hopefully, we are now on the path to changing that. Because, you know, for now, we're going to be kind of recording these off of the phone. And, you know, we got the Movo. The VR. Or the VXR10, I think is what it's called. A little external mic, you know. So, I mean, you know. It allows me to get here and get with you guys. We did yesterday, threw a tweet out, man. I was looking for, on Tuesdays, I want to do a Q&A. And this Q&A is kind of like my thoughts on it. You want to know what I think? I think it opens up a dialogue between you and me. See, there are a lot of entertainment podcasts or a lot of entertainment shows, streams. A lot of that stuff is people selling something you can watch, right? Be entertained by. But what about a connection? And that's my goal with Hard Talk Life, is to let you in to the weirdness that's going on in my head. See, this is a, like I said, my thoughts on it is I'm kind of being a little bit, as a man, you know, they tough up, don't cry, brush your shoulders off. No, you know, it's a little bit of vulnerability, right? A lot of people nowadays are really, really guarded and they're not making genuine connections. So my goal with that tweet was to have people ask me a question. Okay. Didn't matter if it pertained to love or, you know, professionalism or streaming or broadcast in any sort of way, or maybe it's building a computer or some advice or tips and stuff that a 43-year-old man might have learned along his journey. You know, that kind of deal. What, Poots? What are you doing? He's just, man, this cat is just walking around. Just meow, 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 meow. If you haven't checked her out, check her out on Twitter. At THAPOOTS. She is a chunk. She's also on our Twitter and our Instagram, man. It's your boy, Lost Soul Brand, LSB, a.k.a. The Friendly Face. No, I don't know. I don't really have an AKA, but yeah. So let's jump into a little bit of thoughts. A little bit of thoughts. I have a lot of thoughts. I have so many thoughts. Sometimes I have a hard time nailing them down. I think a lot of people do too as well, but I used to be a full-time live content creator. And when I say live, I mean like, man, I used to stream a lot. And I found running into some personal issues, which we'll cover in future episodes. The games aspect of it became very, very difficult. When you overstimulate your brain, you know, you get stuck on this like dopamine fix, right? And a lot of these platforms will push that dopamine fix, right? Chase the followers. Get more. And they incentivize you with, you know, a 50% cut or, you know, whatever that is. So you get some sort of return for it. And the higher you go, the more return you get. And it was a vicious cycle for me. It costed me a lot. And I'm seeing a lot now with the closure of, you know, Mixa.
Oh, God, he's going to bring up Mixa.
But I seen it. You know, a couple other platforms that people threw a lot of heart and love into. I seen a lot of DLive creatives, you know, get the door slammed in their face when everything went haywire over there. Whatever happened over there, I don't. But I seen a lot of angry people, and it's... It brought me to this thought the other day while I was sitting on lunch and I was scrolling through Twitter. See, what I failed to realize going into streaming is you are building a brand on the platform, right? You're not building a brand based on the platform. And if you're building a brand based on the platform, inevitably, you're putting all of your eggs in someone else's basket. And I left Mixer. I forewent my partnership. 3 days later, they closed down. Now, I kind of seen the signs coming. You know, even during my break, when I took a little bit of a break for things, like I said, we'll cover later. But, you know, it was... Sometimes you see the writing on the wall, and I seen a lot of people with their eggs their brand based in that basket. And they got destroyed. I mean, they got destroyed. And man, it hurt. It hurt. I got a big heart. And then I hate to see these people hurting. You know, they got destroyed. And a lot of them haven't picked the pieces back up. So, you know, my thought again was build the brand for yourself and using the platform to push your content as that brand, right? No matter how you're going about it, whether it's clean gameplay, your conversationalist, maybe you're just a wicked fucking artist. I don't know. Whatever your brand stands for, but build that using the platform, not because of the platform. And you're seeing a lot more of that becoming, what do you want to say? Benevolent. You know, you're seeing a lot of those YouTube videos, all these people offering help, saying, make YouTube videos for advertisement. Do all that kind of jazz, you know, network. You know, we're living in a different world now than we were 2 years ago. Hell, we're living in a different world than we were 1 year ago. So a lot of the advice that people are giving is, I'm not going to say bad. It's all great business advice. But the thought that people aren't building their brand for themselves, they're building it based around somebody else. It just, sometimes it drives me kind of crazy. It drives me nuts. You know? But again, it's just a thought. It's not really a fact. It's not like, you know, what I'm saying on this show is the gospel. You know, and I use the word gospel as like a reference, okay? Don't get all religious on me. Jesus! another pun, okay? Take it lighthearted. Take it with a grain of sand, you know? But, you know, I'm also seeing a lot of people quitting. And I don't believe anybody truly quits when it comes to, you know, in a creative sense. People move on is kind of how I see it. You know, I really do think that a creative mindset, right? A painter, an artist, a musician, digital art. You know, there's a lot that goes into the live streaming aspect. There's a lot behind the scenes that I think little Timmy just doesn't understand. And, you know, if you ask a lot of these creatives one-on-one by themselves, you know, not in their chat. Geez, don't go in their chat and start asking them, how many hours do you put in? Okay, let them do their entertainment. But I bet you they put far more into that than if they were to go to a 9-to-5. So, I mean, they're not working for the man. They're working for themselves, but sometimes that is a lot. It is an astronomical amount. You are the brand ambassador. You are the Q&A, the quality assurance. Okay? You're making the art, so you're the marketing. You're the financier. You're the CEO, you're managing emails, you're dealing with the bullshit that people with crazy ass minds that can't go outside are freaking out, and then they're lashing out, so you got the troll aspect, you know? Listen, trolls is a whole nother topic, man. I'm going to cover that in another one, another Thoughty Thursday, maybe, I don't know. But there's a lot that goes into it. And let me get back on track here. I don't believe that anybody truly quits. When you have those kind of juices, when you have that kind of commitment, you've already given that kind of commitment. And then all of a sudden you see that maybe live streaming isn't fitting your personality anymore. See, we all grow. We all adapt, right? Well, I mean, I'm hoping that you're growing and I'm hoping that you're adapting. But as you do, maybe this shoe doesn't fit you anymore. It doesn't mean you don't still have the skill set and you can't evolve or move into another project or another avenue. Maybe you want to edit YouTube videos and do reviews, or I don't know. something along them lines, you know. But so I don't truly believe that any live streamer 100% quits. I think they just change their appetite. So hopefully with a lot of these creatives that I see that are backing out of a highly demanding industry, demanding from all aspects, personally and professionally, it's very, very demanding. And I really do hope that I start to see them crop back up with a podcast or some sort of product or an endeavor. Because I would genuinely love to see some of these guys return. But when I see them return, I want to see them return with that spunk, with that fire. See, every stream or YouTube channel that I follow or podcast that I listen to, or any type of that kind of thing, I'm in it for the people. And a lot of these people that I've seen leave are amazing people. They are great. A lot of them I stay in touch with, but I'm looking forward to this stuff popping up. I think it's going to be good. I do, because again, I believe that creative people will always find a way to be creative. It's just, it's who they are. Now, that being said, there is the other group of people that, you know, they're not creating their own stuff. And I would recommend you do start learning how to create your own stuff, okay? Streamers, YouTubers. You can buy all these themes, you can do all this shit, but, you know, inevitably you're putting your eggs in somebody else's basket. Learn how to make your own intros. Learn Adobe. Find some free tools. Edit your own clips, okay? Do that stuff. Figure out Photoshop. Because you're just empowering yourself. And you're not just empowering yourself by not spending the money. Baby. Darling. Sugar. Plum. Homie. Bruh. Listen to me. You're investing in yourself. You're investing in your knowledge. And knowledge is power. And I truly believe knowledge is only powerful in the hands of many. So when you learn a skill, a trade, or something like that, and somebody comes into your life and says, man, it'd be cool if I could just get Debbie out of this photo. Burn! Check it out, man. I'll load up Photoshop and show you how to do it. You can pass it on. You know what I mean? Knowledge is powerful in the hands of many. I've said it for years, man. I've said it for years. And I spent a lot of time, how do you want to say it? Poots, get out of the window. She's, hey. You know, I spent a lot of time helping other people. And that's personally fulfilling. I didn't do it, I don't know, par se to bolster the brand or fill some sort of fake need. I just did it because it makes me feel good. It made me feel good to show people maybe how to be a little bit more self-reliant. And in the end, some of them are still doing it. And the reward from that is amazing. But again, that's just my thoughts. I mean, it is Thoughty Thursday here on Hard Talk Live. Yeah. But I don't know. That's kind of what I got, man. I figured I'd give you guys a little, a little back door into the brain of your boy LSB. Just kind of let you guys know what's been trickling down through my brain. You know what I'm saying? I got to get ready for work. Man, we are going to get up out of here. I do work a 9-to-5. But look, listen. Besides all that, feel free to link up with me, man. Feel free to take part in the Twitter questions. If you're hearing this, Twitter.com/LostSoulBrand. All one word, Lost Soul Brand. You can find me on Instagram. We do have a Facebook page. It is not for Hard Talk Life because, again, Hard Talk Life is the expression of the man. And once you see my socials, I think you'll kind of understand why it's not /HTL. But yeah, man. Those are my thoughts. I love the listeners, man. I love you guys. If you were a subscriber on Twitch, okay? We've been going live less and less on the Twitch platform. Nothing against Twitch. We have just been focusing more on personal issues. If you are a subscriber over there, listen. Do me a favor. We're going a different route. And if you would like to move your subscription over to here, to Anchor, feel free. They do have options for monthly, that kind of deal. So if you want to support your boy, go ahead and click that. Send it over. I do appreciate it. But it's not required. Okay? There is no monetary requirement to be here. There will never be a $4.99 to listen. It's all extra, baby. It's all extra. I appreciate you. I love you. Peace, love, and chicken grease, man. And as always, be good to yourself. Be good to others. I'll catch you
real soon.